Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mitch, earlier this afternoon, the city comptroller put out a statement saying that she has directed her office to issue and sell the bonds pursuant to the 2025 capital budget and bond resolution that was adopted by the Buffalo Common Council. Your thoughts to that?
I am happy that the city comptroller is clearly choosing not to appeal the decision that was handed down last week by Supreme Court Justice Emilio Kaliakovo, which stated that the Buffalo Common Council is the disposing body and an appropriating body of funds. And even though the comptroller is moving ahead with the sales of the bond and executing the will of the Common Council, it is October, and ultimately we will have missed a chunk of the construction season that will delay projects. And I ultimately understand that the city comptroller is scrutinizing finances, in which she's tasked to do, but a majority of these bands that we asked the comptroller to go to market for are reimbursable funds. And ultimately, a chunk of it was also the Buffalo Public Schools, where we are the bonding authority. So $55 million of that capital budget was on behalf of the Buffalo Public Schools, where you see in suburban communities, those school boards bond out themselves as those governing bodies, and suburban voters oftentimes have to vote on that at the ballot box. We don't do that here in the city of Buffalo. We give half our tax levy to the Buffalo Public Schools. And so to continue progress and keeping things moving in the city of Buffalo, I'm happy that the comptroller has come to this conclusion. And ultimately, when you see cars on Main Street, Jefferson Avenue, fire apparatuses, streets, sidewalks, infrastructure, lighting, community centers, these are all vital projects that are within our capital budget that we'll start seeing forward momentum on. And I just hope that as we move forward, that we don't miss out on too much more of the construction season and can continue progress on the behalf of the city of Buffalo.
Of all the money that is allocated to this capital budget, I believe it's a little over $110 million. Everything is still set to be implemented then with this decision now. Is that correct? It's only just that everything's going to get pushed back and delayed more?
Yes, it is my thought that that the comptroller is going to be executing the will of the capital budget with all these projects, and that it was really a delay in construction season, but hopefully that won't be too much more of a hindrance and we can get back out to bid those projects. And ultimately, the prerogative of the Common Council is upheld. Nine members, the people's representatives of the legislative body, come together and put their district's priorities in that capital budget. And so when we pass and execute a budget, it's incredibly important that we execute it by the comptroller going out to bond, because those are our constituents that we're fighting for. And oftentimes council members, we're at block club meetings, we're talking to constituents, we're out every single day in our districts examining issues when it comes to infrastructure and quality of life. And so we put those priorities in a capital budget to see that it's executed. And ultimately, Buffalonians and taxpayers want to see progress in the city. And we can't do both things at the same time, and multiple things can be true. We know that we have to structurally fix our operating budget, but we also know that we have to bond out work to keep infrastructure and to keep up our city, you know, when it comes to upgrades to our infrastructure, because we know when we neglect it, it oftentimes gets worse, and then it's more expensive to fix. So I'm happy to hear that the comptroller will ultimately not be appealing the court's decision and will be executing the capital budget.
With these issuance of the bonds coming up here, is there a particular project or any projects that come to your mind that are needed to get going on right away that absolutely need this funding to go, you know, tomorrow?
Yes, Jefferson and Main Street. Those are large-scale infrastructure projects that people drive down every single day that they need to get done. And those are large-scale projects that are formulated through a multitude of other funding sources. So oftentimes these projects can't even get off the ground if the city does not bond out for the work first.
Even though Miller Williams, she remains deeply concerned about how the decision will affect the city's long-term fiscal stability, and especially with a new mayor set to come into office at the beginning of next year, what is it in your mind going forward after this issue now being resolved that it will be the focus for the Common Council, for those in city government to try to better ensure the long-term fiscal stability of Buffalo?
It ultimately shows that the authority lies within the Common Council, but then we also need to just be in reminding that we are well beneath what we can borrow for per the New York State Municipal Finance Law that actually governs the amount municipalities can bond, and it states within the comptroller's own report that about 92% of our current debt will be paid off in 10 years, and that we're within a good debt to repayment ratio. And so when other, you know, cities and municipalities like Rochester or Syracuse or Albany, they bond out more to get projects done. They make that a priority. I mean, in the city, we have this self-imposed cap of $28 million, but I beg to differ how functional $28 million is every single year to bid out large infrastructure projects that go from community centers to fire apparatuses to infrastructure, and how far that goes. I don't think that $28 million in capital funding goes far these days. And if we're going to keep up with these needs of our city, we have to be able to look forward and get this work done. Not only do residents deserve to live in a city that's invested in, but ultimately when we don't, it spends and costs more money to replace.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.